Professors at Tennessee Tech say they're seeing some downsides in their independence from the Board of Regents. Six universities were spun off from the state system in the last year. Now they're finalizing their first budgets. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
This is uncharted territory for these schools, setting their own tuition increases, deciding on pay raises. The state gave campuses enough for a 3% raise, but schools can use it how they want. At MTSU this month, the trustees unanimously approved a full 3% for everyone. But Tennessee Tech decided to give faculty and staff just 1% and distribute the rest based on merit. And board member Johnny Stites, a developer from Cookeville, says he wouldn't mind if mediocre employees got nothing in order to reward others.
It's going against what we've been talking about of being a world-class university with innovation, with great employees who are compensating the ones who are contributing in meaningful ways, and we're not compensating as well those that are along for the ride.
Yep.
To hear that we are not worthy of 1% of a raise throughout ranks, I'm speechless, really.
Yulia Gruber is an assistant professor of German and heads the local American Association of University Professors. After watching video of the tense trustee debate, she senses that the faculty is being seen as, in her words, the enemy. Josie McQuail is an English professor at Tech and leads the AAUP's state chapter. She says independence from a larger state system has benefits, but also means a layer of oversight is lost.
The Board of Regents was kind of quality control, I think.
At Tennessee Tech's board meeting, trustees also approved a 3% pay hike for University President Phil Oldham. The faculty representative on the board was the only one to vote no, citing the school's shrinking enrollment and $3 million budget deficit. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.